Hi, guys, and welcome to Like This Pod, the mini version of the I Think You're Gonna Like This podcast. So, what are we gonna talk about today, Jack?
Today, we are going to do a quick, like, fast five favorites of a few things. We're gonna have, like, a category, and we're just gonna real quick list our favorite five favorite things. So let's just get started.
Yeah. Rapid fire.
Yeah.
Well, to the extent that Jacqueline can rapid fire. Let's be real
I'm
here.
I'm not good at it. I'll do my best not to like,
Do you want to go like every other? Since we both have. Until one of us runs out.
Okay.
Pizza toppings.
Pineapple. Bacon. Extra cheese, any kind of cheese, pepperoni, sausage.
Mine are sausage, green olives, black olives, onion, roasted garlic. Also, I might not have five for everything. I'm just warning everybody now. I'm going to do my best.
Top five favorite candy bars.
Milky Way Midnight, Kit Kat, Heath. Twix, take five.
Okay. Twix, Reese's, Payday, 100 Grand, Three Musketeers.
Matt loves 100 Grand as well.
They're the best.
He gets really mad when he can't find them in the gas station.
Oh.
Beer.
The Hefeweizen from Grapefruit Hefeweizen from Epcot. Probably the chocolate strawberry from Spirited. Mm-hmm. Young's double chocolate stout. Working for Peanuts, also from Spirited.
Mm-hmm.
Our podcast is sponsored by Spirited, not really.
Spirited, but sponsor us. Just do
please.
It.
Please. Guinness.
Mm. Mine are Working for Peanuts from Spirited. The Bug Zapper from, I think it's Avery. Blue Moon. Strawberry Blonde from Obed's. Obed and Isaac's in Springfield. And, I feel like I need a classic. PBR.
Ugh. I was with you till that one. Favorite type of cereal? You could do like a couple.
I could probably list five.
Okay.
Definitely Fruity Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles is my favorite by far. And then Honey Nut Cheerios, Golden Grahams, Frosted Flakes, and Rice Krispies.
I like Kaboom.
What's Kaboom?
It's like Lucky Charms, but instead of the like actual cereal pieces, it's like not like like Fruity Pebbles.
Ooh,
kind of. They're like good. The circle, like Fruity Fruit Loops, Frosted Mini Wheat.
I like the blueberry Frosted Mini Wheat.
I don't like the blueberry kind.
You don't like blueberry anything?
No, I don't. Honey Nut Cheerios and Cocoa Pebbles.
Those are good
ones. No, Reese's Puffs. Pieces. Reese's Puffs, yes.
I'm like, my mom would never let me get that one.
Me neither. And then, like, I got it one time and it was delicious.
Oh, it's the favorite non-Disney, non-MCU movies. Just five off the top of your head.
All of the movies that keep popping into my head are Disney, because my first thought was the Pirates movies, but that's Disney. National Treasure. Pink Panther. Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty is a great one.
I love that movie. I assume we're also not counting Harry Potter.
No.
Okay.
Also, I let you cheat because National Treasure is a Disney movie.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Dang.
It's okay.
I'm not good
but
at
it's
this.
Not like it's not like a classic. It's not like animated or Pixar. So.
Right. All of the movies that keep coming into my head are owned by Disney. So,
but like Legally Blonde and all those.
Okay. Legally Blonde. Both of them. And Bride Wars. I know I talked about it already. So that's we're going to go with that one. And you guys, I like so many more movies. They're just not.
She just panics.
Yeah. This is why improv and I are not okay.
Yeah. Well, and I get to cheat because my movies are, like, right next to me. But mine are Almost Famous. Yeah, and then you're like, no more movies. Because Almost Famous is my favorite movie, and that's it. No more movies. Because then I would say Cinderella normally. Practical Magic. No, Almost Famous, Practical Magic. I'm like looking at these movies. I don't like any of these movies. What's happening? Mystic Pizza. I have to tell you guys that my mom still is making fun of me because nobody likes Mystic Pizza as much as me. It's like BS. Becky Happy and Rachel Rodenberg do. So I'm just gonna go join their family. I don't know. This is so stupid. Why is this so hard? It's because there's too many. That's why it's so hard. Just how many am I at? Pick. I'm at 3, right?
I think, you're at 3.
Burnt and Empire Records.
I'm going to add 10 Things I Hate About You to my list because I cheated and had National Treasure.
That's a great one.
So.
I'm also going to add Crazy Stupid Love to my list because we're just cheating now. So
it's fine. Fine. Give me 3 favorite fruits. Mine are mostly centered around food. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I like food. Ooh, it's hard. So just like to eat raw or to like eat in stuff? Because I think my answers would be different.
Just raw. Like pick a, like you're at a farmer's market. You really are hungry. Grab a fruit, eat it. And then pay for it.
Cherries, cucumbers, and I think apples.
Peaches, raspberries, and kiwi.
Oh, I do love kiwi. I also like grapes.
Yeah, I only like green grapes.
5 favorite MCU movies, or just your maybe your top 3. Because, well, there's 20. You could pick 5. They don't have to be in any order.
Okay, Iron Man. The first one, I guess. Probably Iron Man, Captain America, the first Avenger.
Captain America, the first Avenger. Interesting. Because of Peggy.
Yeah.
I love me some Peggy, and Bucky. Too. And Bucky's in all of them.
I know.
Plus, Bucky's his real boyfriend. Let's be real.
Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy. That's 3. Mm-hmm. And the first Avengers. Mm-hmm. The very first one. I'm not going to say Endgame because that's rude. Tita's going to hate me for this one, but also Spider-Man Homecoming because Tom Holland is a cutie pie and I love him.
Baby Spider.
He's so cute.
Speaking of Baby Spider, mine are Civil War. Civil War is my favorite MCU movie of all time. Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one. Although I also really like the second one.
Yeah.
I have a hard time between Age of Ultron and Infinity War for an Avengers movie. I
would pick Ultron, but that's because I love Wanda. And
me too, but she also is so big in Infinity War too. So I'm like, she's with Vision already at that point, and I love Wanda and Vision.
Yeah, but we get her brother.
Yeah, but then he dies.
10 minutes. I know.
Yeah, we'll go with, plus I picked Civil War. Hello. Speaking of Wanda, she's the inciting incident. Okay, so Civil War, Guardians of the Galaxy, Ultron. Winter Soldier. I just want to tell you guys that I really want to pick Spider-Man, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, but it's not MCU. So just letting everybody know. Ooh, Ragnarok.
Okay.
For sure.
People either love or hate that movie.
I freaking love it.
I love it, but I also don't equate it with most, like, I don't put it in the universe.
But it is.
I put it as an extra. I know. Yeah. But I just, yeah. Ice cream flavors.
Peanut butter chocolate. Zanzibar from Top Hat. Snap-a-Lantern from Top Hat. Top Hat, please sponsor our podcast.
Downtown Lincoln, please sponsor us.
Yes. Anything that's like birthday cake flavored, especially if it has chunks of cake in it. And butter pecan.
I also pick chocolate peanut butter. Also raspberry truffle. Anything with caramel in it. Like, especially if it's like caramel based ice cream. Cookie dough. And peppermint.
I also really like peppermint.
Mint chocolate, but like peppermint, the pink kind.
The pink kind. I like it.
It's the only thing I like that's pink.
Top five MCU characters.
Iron Man. Black Widow. Hawkeye. Loki. Is that five?
I think you need one more.
One more.
Iron Man. Black Widow.
Iron Man. Hawkeye, Black Widow. Loki. Hawkeye. Loki. I have to decide between Captain America and Thor, you guys. Their names are both Chris, so I'm going to say Chris.
That could also be Star-Lord.
Fine.
Right? Put him on there, too. I love him, too.
There's my cheat. It's fine.
Cap. Scarlet Witch. Baby Spider. You guys, I did this earlier and I was fine. Because I was like, I'm gonna be ready. The other two were guys. I just have to remember who they were.
Rocket Raccoon.
No, it wasn't a Guardian. Phil Coulson in Leo Fitz. Phil Coulson is my number one MCU character.
Yeah.
And then Wanda and Cap are second, tied.
I would also like to add Agent Melinda May to my list.
Yeah. I want to be best. Melinda May.
Top. I don't know if you want to do like five or three on this one, but favorite fast food places to go.
Taco Bell. Are we considering like sandwich places and like Chipotle and like that a fast food place? What are you considering a fast food place?
Yeah.
Does it have to have a
drive-thru? We'll consider that. It does not have to have a drive-thru.
Okay. Taco Bell.
A place like you can either other outside of COVID, you can go in, pick it up and leave.
Okay. Taco Bell. Qdoba. Burger King, Wendy's, McDonald's.
Taco Bell, Moe's, In-N-Out Burger.
Ooh, I changed my answer. In-N-Out Burger takes McDonald's and Wendy's, both of their places. Okay. And now In-N-Out Burger gets two places.
So Taco Bell, Moe's, In-N-Out Burger, Chick-fil-A, and McDonald's.
I'm trying to decide if I want to ask you this one, but I feel like you're going to spontaneously burst, so I might just wait a couple and then ask you it later. I was going to split it into two.
You're going to ask me about Disney princesses, aren't you?
I'm just going to ask you about Disney in general. I was going to do movies and then characters. Top five favorite classic Disney movies. Actually, not classic. Ooh. Disney Animated Studios Disney movies.
Okay, I was going to say, that's going to be a whole different thing. Yeah. The Aristocats. The Little Mermaid. I was doing so good. Frozen. both. It only gets one slot. Tangled, Princess and the Frog.
Ooh, that's a good one. Cinderella, Tangled, Frozen 2, Princess and the Frog, Little Mermaid.
Oh, Alice in Wonderland! That one goes on there. It's fine. Give me three favorite holidays. And yeah.
Halloween, there's Christmas, Thanksgiving. What did you say? Oh, there's going to be a follow-up?
Yes. Sears, say yours again because I talked over you.
Halloween, Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Christmas, Halloween, 4th of July. Do you want me to ask a follow-up now?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay. So, follow-up, what's your favorite thing to eat on each of those holidays? And you have to have a specific candy for Halloween.
Ooh. On Thanksgiving, it's stuffing. On Christmas, my chewy gingerbread cookies or my mom's. What would I want of my mom's? It's hard to pick one, you guys. The little Rolo thing. So she makes these pretzels and then she melts Rolos mm-hmm. on them and puts a pecan on the top. Those
are delicious.
And then on Halloween, my favorite Halloween candy is... Well, actually, on Halloween, I want a candy apple. I want like a caramel apple. Does that count?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So on Halloween, I'll just start there. I really, really like to eat. I'm going to say my grandparents have like Halloween wiener roast thing. And somebody, I don't know who makes it, but it's always this potato casserole. And it's like hash browns with cornflakes and cheese. It's delicious. I get like just a plate of that. It's so good. On Christmas, I like, depending on what year it is, my grandma's French onion soup. Or my stepdad's aunt's party potatoes. And on the 4th of July, it's a hot dog brat. Whichever.
What is the difference between party potatoes and the hash brown casserole? Because in my, like, for us, party potatoes are the same thing as what you described, but they don't have the cornflakes on them.
So the party potatoes are just mashed potatoes, but because I don't like them very lumpy, they're the best because they're, like, the smoothest, richest, most delicious potatoes I've ever eaten in my entire life.
Interesting.
Yeah. We just call them party potatoes because she makes them every time that we all get together. It's a party. Mm-hmm. But, like, the hash brown casserole, we really only have for the wiener roast.
Is it the shredded or the cubed?
Shredded.
So, my dad's side of the family does the shredded. We call them cheesy potatoes, P.S.
Okay.
But then my mom makes them too, and she makes them with the cubed, and she calls them party potatoes. But they're the exact same thing, except for we cover the top with cheese instead of with cornflakes.
We have cheese and cornflakes.
Nice.
So, yeah, I don't know. But I really like potatoes.
Same. Same, same. Okay. So, follow up to my Disney question. Five favorite Disney animated studio characters.
Characters?
Yeah, characters.
Olaf. Anna. The three kittens from The Aristocats. Marie, Toulouse, and Berlioz, because you can't have one without the others. And Mickey Mouse.
That's only four. I mean, technically, it's like seven, but...
Technically, it's seven. Okay. Mickey Mouse and Donald.
Cinderella, Rapunzel, Moana, Ariel, and Belle. I like princesses.
I was going to say, so you have princesses? I can do my favorite for princesses, too.
Non-princesses would be hard. I mean, it'd be like Gus, Pua... Jack, like all their sidekicks. flounder.
Pascal?
Yeah. Pascal's the best inland writer.
That's Disney princes.
Yeah. He's not a princess.
All right. This is just a one answer, not a top five or anything. But what is your favorite day of the week that is not Friday or Saturday?
I have two. Can I have two?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because one is Sunday, but I feel like Sunday's kind of a cop-out because it's still the weekend. But I like Sundays because Sundays I don't have to work, and so I get to hang out with people. Usually it's Matt, but, like, sometimes it's not. And then we record on Sundays, so I like that. But I also really like Tuesdays because on Tuesdays we release our minis, and our minis tend to, like, the minis do fine, but, like, the downloads go up on mini day for some reason for, like, everything. Okay. So, like, Tuesdays are a good day for the podcast. People like to download the show on Tuesdays. And Matt has things he does on Tuesday evenings. So that's my, like, time to go sit on the porch and read a book.
Okay.
What about you?
I really like Thursdays because I don't have anything to do on Thursdays. It's like I have to go to work, but it's towards the end of the week, so work is a lot easier because all the stuff from the weekend has already cleared and done all that kind of stuff. I also, my homework's due on Tuesdays, so I don't really have to start doing homework stuff right away on Thursday. My classes don't start right away on Thursday. Like, I just kind of, it's my break, you know, because then we go into the weekend, and I love the weekends, but, you know, then we have, you know, recording, there's plans, there's all this kind of stuff. And so, Thursday nights, I get to just, like, do whatever. Usually, it's laundry day, and I go over to my mom's.
Yeah.
But I have the luxury of being able to just sit at my mom's and do whatever we want. So, I really like Thursdays.
I like it. Five favorite Pixar movies, and then we're going to do characters. We're just going to do them boom, boom. That way we're...
Okay. Got it. Toy Story, The Incredibles.
Which ones?
Cars. The first one.
Okay.
Cars, the first one. Brave. This is only four.
Oh, it's...
Toy Story.
The Incredibles. I missed Cars, The Incredibles.
Brave. And Toy Story 2.
Mine are Toy Story 2, Inside Out, Ratatouille. Finding Nemo. And Monsters, Inc.
So, characters?
Mm-hmm.
Five favorite characters. Buzz Lightyear, the Star Command. Rex, also from Toy Story. Dory. Tow-Mater. That's his full name. Jack-Jack. And Remy. From Ratatouille.
Definitely Remy. Princess Dot, Buzz. I was like trying to decide between Buzz and Woody, but Buzz is Buzz.
Yeah.
Joy and Bing Bong.
Oh, Bing Bong.
But I can't talk about it for very long. You guys, I had a full on meltdown in the theaters when I went and saw Inside Out. Matt was not prepared.
Yeah, it's rough.
I had an imaginary friend. It, like, hit me deep.
I don't think TJ's... I found out that TJ hasn't seen a bunch of these Pixar movies, and I'm like, sir, excuse me. Wrong. So I made him watch Finding Dory last night. We're going to watch... He hasn't seen WALL-E.
I've only seen WALL-E once.
I love WALL-E.
It was cute. I just...
Yeah.
It's not one I went back to.
Yeah. Because it's hard because there's no, like, actual real life talking till the very end. But, yeah, there's, like, a bunch that he hasn't seen. I'm like, well, have to watch them now.
I think it's funny that neither of us said Up, because Up is, like, the, like...
I know.
The darling of the Pixar world. Well, Toy Story is the darling of the Pixar world, but...
It's too sad. I like Doug.
Kevin's a girl? Doug.
I also love Kevin.
Same.
If you This is not a five. But if you could have a wild animal as a pet, what would you like? You can pick three if you want.
Okay, I was like, make this it easier. Is very hard. I definitely want an otter, a river otter.
Okay.
A chipmunk, which isn't that wild, but I just think chipmunks are so cute. And an owl.
I would like a lion. I would like, I just want a bunch of big cats because I would like a Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
And a penguin.
I also want a koala and a panda. Because they're both very cute.
They are.
Pandas are so big.
I love your, like, hand motions. You're like.
When it's I get excited about things, I do weird things, okay?
So do I. It's a good thing that this isn't, like, a video, because everyone would be like, what are you guys doing?
You guys, we tried to video the 73 questions episode, and didn't like it. It
just kept, like, computer did not like us.
I don't know how to keep a Mac from going to sleep. Neither does Jacqueline, apparently.
No, I thought that it was, yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Favorite TV shows growing up?
Like, Rugrats?
Until high school.
I like The Wild Thornberrys. Lizzie McGuire. Even Stevens. And That's a Raven.
Rugrats. Doug. Lizzie McGuire. Care Bears. And Recess.
Ooh, I also liked Recess. Recess School's Out.
The movie?
That was the best movie, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I get so distracted that okay. I forget that I have questions.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Halloween costume that you've worn, like, as a kid?
Ooh. Well, you guys, I was like a poodle skirt girl for like 12 years in a row. So I guess that. Although, one year, I was Miss Piggy. I was very little. But I remember that the nose was very uncomfortable and I did not like it. And so when I went home, so we like trick-or-treated around our neighborhood and then we were going to go out to my grandma's because my grandma has like a big, huge neighborhood. And so when I went home, I told my mom, I was like, I have a different costume I'm going to wear. I'm going to be Minnie. And she did not believe me. I said, I'm going to put on my black sweatsuit. I don't think I called it a sweatsuit, you guys. I was like six. I don't know what I said. Black sweatpants and black sweatshirt. I don't know what I said. I probably said sweatsuit. Let's be real. And then I had this very big mini stuffed animal. My mom did not believe me that the mini dress would fit me. And I had tried it on before. And so I put the mini dress on over the like black sweatsuit and I was Minnie. And I think I had ears too. I think my grandma That's had awesome. Gone and gotten me ears when I was little, like the like actual like hat ones that have the mm-hmm. the strap.
Yeah. So,
that one.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I have two. My first one is when I was Dobby because I made my costume myself.
That's awesome.
You guys, I tried to find my Dobby costume for the Harry Potter episodes. I was going to, like, probably put it on Cameron and take a picture
oh.
and show you guys. But we can't find it, which is fine. It's literally two pieces of fabric sewed together. and I also loved my Sleeping Beauty dress.
Oh, yeah.
Because my mother is a genius. And she took blue Christmas lights and pink Christmas lights and threaded them. It was like a Sleeping Beauty nightgown. She put them through the skirt and I could push a button and my skirt was blue and I pushed it again and it was pink and then I pushed it again and it was both.
That's so cool.
It was the coolest ever.
I'm pretty jealous of your costume right now.
We could ask her to make you one. I'm sure that she would.
That would be cool. Mama Carrie, I would like a Sleeping Beauty costume, please.
Yeah. Please, you can be Maleficent.
Yeah.
See? Got a briber.
Okay. Favorite TV shows in, like, high school and college? Like, adolescent. Not adolescent. Young adult life.
Okay. I didn't watch a whole lot of TV because we didn't have cable, so it was just whatever, like, ran on things. But The Nanny, Friends, Psych, and NCIS.
Nice. Mine were...
That's only four.
Oh, sorry. You were so confident.
I know. I was so proud of myself. I'm like, boom, done. No, there's... can I only do four? Mm-hmm. Okay, then we're going to do four because I don't have anything else. Sorry.
Mine were Boy Meets World, Greek, Gilmore Girls, Dawson's Creek, and... We're going to say Freaks and Geeks. There were a lot more, but we'll go with Freaks and Geeks.
We can add Gilmore Girls to mine. That'll be my fifth one. If there was one way that you knew immediately that would cheer you up when you were sad, what is it?
Oh, that's hard. Because sometimes it's like different things in different situations.
Yeah. But like, you don't have to be like super sad, but if there's one thing that you know immediately would like... make you laugh, no matter what. What would it be?
Kitten videos. Or puppy videos.
Yeah.
Baby animal videos.
Mine would either be videos of people falling and, like, getting hurt. Because I'm a psycho. Or Cameron playing the piano.
Oh,
because sometimes when I'm sad, he'll be like, Jacqueline, I have to play you this. And so he'll play something and like, it's the cutest. Actually, Cameron doing anything, to be honest.
Same.
He's the best.
Okay. Five or five-ish. I'm going to do the harder one first. Place. You could include Shakespeare.
Plays. Lend Me a Tenor. Midsummer Night's Dream, Twelfth Night, The Nerd, The Importance of Being Earnest.
Mm. That's a good one. Mine are Macbeth. For sure, Macbeth is my most favorite of all.
It's up there on mine.
Jerry Finnegan's Sister, Dog Sees God, probably Arsenic and Old Lace, because I think it's so funny.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of a weird one. Maybe The House of Yes. Yeah, House of Yes.
You guys, there are so many more that I like.
It's hard off the top of your head. That's one that I should have researched.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Three favorite desserts.
Creme brulee, a brownie, cherry pie.
Cheesecake, key lime pie, and peach pie.
I really like peach pie as well. And pecan pie. Peach pie is
the best.
And my last one, and I've got... others that we can do this again. So if you guys want us to do this again, let us know. Yeah. Maybe in another like 3 or 6 months. Top five or top 10, if you need to, favorite musicals.
It doesn't have to be ones I've seen, right?
Does not have to be ones that you have seen.
Okay. Legally Blonde, Beetlejuice, Dear Evan Hansen, Les Mis, The Lion King, Phantom, I'm going 10.
Yeah, I'm probably going to slide into 10, so it's fine.
The Mad Ones, Pippin, The Little Mermaid, I'm deciding, Newsies.
Last 5 years, Spring Awakening, Hamilton, and this is when I'm like, now I'm like splitting hairs because I like all of them the same. Oh, Mad Ones, duh.
Yeah.
That's four, right?
Yeah.
Tick, Tick, Boom, Rent, Waitress. How many is that?
Six.
I said Hamilton, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hair. Next to Normal. Title of Show. And Wicked.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Like, I would also put, like, Wicked and Rent. I'm sure, I think if I saw Hamilton in person, it would be up there. Mm-hmm. It's hard from the way that I watched it before.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
And so many more. I will literally hear something tomorrow and be like, should have put that one on my list.
Right?
I was looking to see if I had any weird memorabilia around to be like, oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah. No. A Harry Potter musical.
Yeah. I haven't seen any of those. I know. We should have done that for, we should do that for a mini for.
Yeah.
For Harry Potter. So if you want to come ask us some more of our top five favorites, come hang out with us at LikeThisPod on Instagram, LikeThis_pod on Twitter, and /LikeThisPod on Facebook. You can find me personally at LouderThanWords on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can find me at Princess_Jack on Instagram or Jack4104 on Twitter.
If you want to support the show, there's a link in the show notes to our Patreon page, or you can rate and review us on your podcast carrier.
We will see you on Thursday to answer all of your submitted questions. Thank you for listening.
Bye.